From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. American boxing legend Muhammad Ali has died in Phoenix, Arizona after battling Parkinson's disease for more than three decades. Ali was known for his bold language and self-promotion while he was actively boxing. He spoke with reporters before fighting heavyweight champion Joe Frazier in 1971.
Joe's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a-poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Ali was both beloved and controversial, and so dominated professional boxing that Sports Illustrated magazine named him the sportsman of the 20th century. He was born Cassius Clay and converted to Islam. He died in Phoenix, where he was being treated for a respiratory ailment at age 74. China could end up erecting a great wall of self-isolation if it continues with provocative militarization of disputed islets in the South China Sea. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said today. Carter told Asian defense ministers, security analysts, and scholars at a security forum in Singapore there is growing anxiety about Chinese actions in the strategic waters and elsewhere. He called China's actions provocative and destabilizing.
China's actions in the South China Sea are isolating it at a time when the entire region is coming together and networking. Unfortunately, if these actions continue, China could end up erecting a great wall of self-isolation.
A Chinese academic said today the United States and not China is escalating tensions by sailing military ships and flying planes near China's territories in those controversial waters. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has decreed that Roman Catholic bishops can be removed from office if they are found negligent in dealing with priests accused of abusing children. A new Vatican law the Pope issued today appears to be a response to a long-standing demand by U.S. activists who have denounced what they saw as the Catholic Church's failure to take action against pedophile priests. The papal decree makes it clear that even bishops who are not personally accused of abusing children can be removed if they are shown to have failed to protect their congregations from abusive priests. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault held talks today to discuss specific challenges facing a proposed Israeli-Palestinian peace conference that France would like to host. Kerry says both Israel and the Palestinians need to take immediate steps to demonstrate their interest in a lasting peace. David Keyes is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's spokesman.
Peace is not going to come through imposition. It's not going to come through a massive global conference with dozens of foreign ministers coming throughout the world. It's going to come when the Palestinian president agrees to actually sit down across the table from the Israeli Prime Minister, and every issue is going to be on the table.
Neither Israel nor the Palestinians attended a Friday meeting in Paris, where ministers from 20 countries met to hear France's plans for seeking peace between Israelis and Palestinians. The United Nations Security Council has held an emergency closed-door meeting to hear briefings about the blocking of humanitarian aid in Syria. Syria's UN Ambassador Bashar Jaafari dismissed claims that his government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. The coalition International Syria Support Group has called for a World Food Program delivery unilaterally to be made to besieged Syrians starting this week if access was not granted by the Syrian government. Australia has its first indigenous superhero. Clever Man, a fantasy drama set in a near-future Australia, premiered this week on Australian television. It blends Aboriginal mythology with modern superhuman style and political commentary. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
The international community is a key.
It can send a signal.
Well, it appears we don't have that story. Let's try one more thing.
The international community has accused us of violating human rights. But these creatures are not human.
The hairy people are a mythological species struggling to coexist alongside humans. The writers of Clever Man have drawn on the deepest legends and traditions of Aboriginal Australia. Its main character is Cohen, a young Indigenous man who inherits superhuman powers and fights against terrifying enemies.
And that was Phil Mercer reporting from Sydney. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.